Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey everyone, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark. Look, I just got done with a taping of Katie Tershow on MS Now, and we talked about a bunch of stuff, including redistricting. But the first thing we went over is the economy. And frankly, this kind of haphazard messaging that the Trump administration is doing on the economy, with Kevin Hassett, one of Trump's top economic advisors, saying, hey, everything's great. People are spending so much money on their credit cards, gasoline, and all that stuff. How great can it be? We have all this expenditures happening from people. Well, the truth is, it's not that great when you're spending a lot of money on essential services, including putting gas in your car, and more money on beef and steaks and all that stuff because prices are going through the roof. What we talked about is the fact that a lot of the stuff that Trump has done, he sort of implicitly is recognizing that it's causing problems. It's why he wants to do now a gas tax holiday. It was a proposal that he debuted today.
Mr. President, are you going to suspend the federal gas tax?
Let me tell you, as soon as this is over with Iran, as soon as it's over, you're going to see gasoline and oil drop like a rock. Going to be dropping down like a rock.
He said he wants an 18-cent gas tax holiday, which is something that Joe Biden tried in 2022. And you know who said no? Congressional Democrats, as well as some congressional Republicans. Let's see if they will sign off on a gas tax holiday now that Trump is in office. We'll have to see if they vote on it even. And only a little bit of a reprieve because, frankly, you take the money out of the highway trust fund, and that means less money for repairing our roads and our bridges. The other thing that Trump did today, or reportedly is going to do, is relax tariffs on beef imports. Now, why is that important? Well, the price of beef is skyrocketing, so tariffs would potentially, if you relieve the tariffs, that would help with that. But implicitly, what it is an acknowledgement that the tariffs that he put on beef imports are in fact causing beef prices to skyrocket. So now that he's taking them off, is he acknowledging that the tariffs actually weren't great for beef manufacturers, or sorry, I should say for beef consumers, because they need to get cheaper beef, especially in time for grilling season, which is coming up. All that we discussed on Katie Turner. As I mentioned, we discussed redistricting later on and what it means for Democrats this cycle and for the country going forward. Hope you enjoy what we had to say. And as always, do subscribe to The Bulwark where you get great takes just like this. This ad is brought to you by Pocket Hose. You guys know how much I love Pocket Hose. I really love it. Carry it around with me. I love it so much. Well, I'm excited to tell you about the world's number one expanding garden hose and their brand new product. It's the Pocket Hose Ballistic. I used to have to buy a new hose every year due to the kinks and the tangles, but you know what? The Pocket Hose Ballistic is an upgrade that I've been looking for my entire adult life. Pocket Hose is the number one expandable hose in the world. It's super lightweight, easy to manage. It's easy to store. You turn the water on and it grows. You turn the water off and it shrinks back into pocket size. Hence why they call it Pocket Hose. The Pocket Hose Ballistic is reinforced with a liquid crystal polymer that's used in bulletproof vests. I kid you not. It makes the anti-burst sleeve practically bulletproof. And that liquid crystal polymer fiber is actually 5 times stronger than steel. And now, for a limited time, when you purchase the new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you'll get a free 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text TAKES to 64,000. That's TAKES to 64,000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. Text TAKES to 64,000 and message and data rates may apply, folks. get your pocket hose.
The consumer is really, really firing on all cylinders, just like the corporate sector you're seeing in the earnings reports. And they're doing that because they have so much more money in their pockets. In fact, I had the head of one of the big five banks in my office yesterday going through the credit card data. And just as Secretary Bessent said, credit card spending is through the roof. They're spending more on gasoline, but they're spending more on everything else, too.
Sam, it reminds me of the Scott Bessent line where he was talking about buying your 10th, 12th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th home. What's up with this White House?
A little tone deaf, to say the least. I thought I would rank the Bessent one a little bit even more tone deaf. You know, shaving off that 11th home as a way to, you know, prepare for the costs going up is something that only a select few of us can consider. But Kevin Hassett, I mean, this is he does this time and again. He goes out there on TV and he paints this incredibly rosy but also incredibly detached picture of where the economy is. And he does it because he knows that someone is watching him on TV, and that person is Donald Trump. And yes, credit card spending is going up, but as we've just outlined, it's going up for the wrong reasons. Gas is more expensive, cost of goods is more expensive, people have to pay for essential services, and so they're putting it on credit. That is not a sign of a healthy economy, that's a sign of a economy that is coming apart at the seams. And if, in fact, gas prices are not going to go down anytime soon, you can imagine that inflation is likely to get even worse because it is compounding. It goes into all these transportation costs. It goes into costs for a number of other goods as well. And so we are looking at a summer in which people are naturally going to be going on the road. People are going to be cooking out. You can see right there, ground beef. And the administration is looking for ways to chip at it. So there's two things that are happening. One is they're painting an incredibly rosy picture with these types of cable news hits. And then secondarily is they're trying to find little ways to chip at the cost. So the gas tax holiday is one of them. But the other thing that's kind of an interesting tell is that Trump is considering getting rid of some of the tariffs on beef, which is an admission. We should note that the tariffs were, in fact, responsible for raising prices in the first place. So they're nipping around the edges, and we'll see if it does any good. I think in the aggregate, it's only going to be a little bit of relief, and the bigger picture problems will persist.
Sam, I thought Republicans were the ones that wanted to get a handle on the national debt.
Well, they do when there's a Democratic president, and that's time and time again what we see. So I was around during the Tea Party wave, 2010. This was the rallying cry. And then subsequently, they get into office, and during the Trump administration, debt went up. They don't cut back on spending. They do cut taxes. Those in combination drive up the debt. And look, I mean, there will be cuts here and there. That they will propose. And I will give, I guess, if you're monomaniacally focused on that, you can say, well, they're cutting back on food stamps and Medicaid and all the things. But they did just embrace a $1.5 trillion defense budget, which is an exorbitant amount of money, greater than, I think it was like something like the next eight countries combined in terms of their defense budget. So, you know, it's selective spending cuts, constant call for tax cuts. And so the calls for deficit reduction and debt reduction are pretty much basically when a Democrat is president.
We talk about this a lot, about people not trusting the system. But correct me if I'm wrong, Sam. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. But the turnout for presidential elections the past few cycles has been breaking records. So even though people aren't trusting the system, they are still showing up.
Right. And that might be related, right? I mean, so one of the rallying cries for Trump during the 2024 was to make the election too big to rig, if you remember. And so he sold his people on the idea that if you just came out and voted in such vast numbers, they can't cheat you out of a win. Now everything about it was sort of preposterous. They've investigated voter fraud allegations ad nauseum in multiple states and found vanishingly few instances of it. But it was a motivating factor for his folks. And, you know, similarly, obviously, when Trump's on the ballot and, you know, even during the COVID pandemic, that is an incredible motivator for Democrats who feel very petrified by the presence of him in the Oval Office. And so they go out and they vote, too. We'll see if these trends continue. Obviously, having this amount of distrust in the, you know, the security of our elections and the results and the accuracy of the results is a huge problem.
Sam, when we look at the way this redistricting has happened in the middle, as Basil was saying, of a census cycle, there are a lot of people that have moved around this country over the past few years, especially because of COVID. And are these parties totally sure? Is the Republican Party totally sure that the districts they're drawing today in 2026 look the same way they did 6 years ago when the census, or whatever it was, 7 years ago when the census was being done? Is it the same place, or have the demographics changed? Has the political makeup changed? And are they running a risk of having maybe a purple district instead of a deep red district after they've redrawn these maps?
I guess both can be true. They're pretty sure. They have very granular data on voting histories. Mm. They know exactly where to draw these lines to maximize their opportunities. They're not doing this just, you know, with crayon. They're doing it with precision. And frankly, they're doing it in a way that even in a huge wave election year, they're going to win seats because of this. Now, I will say Democrats are still accurately favored to win the House because the backlash against Trump is going to be so profound that it will carry them over. And also the Republican majority is so thin already that it doesn't take too much. But here's a scary proposition. What's to stop Republicans from just simply doing this all over again in these same states should they see the results and say, we got to tinker with these lines a little bit? And then on top of that, obviously Democrats in some of the trifecta Democratic states are going to do exactly this before the 2028 cycle. This is the beginning of the bifurcation of the House. It's not the end point. This is going to be something that happens every couple of years, modified with, you know, the most up-to-date data and statistics that they can compile, with districts kind of revised down to the street to make sure that each party optimizes as much as they can. And we're going to have a future in which there's probably like a dozen House seats that are competitive each cycle. Should be dystopian.
Sam, it sounds like you are on board with my retirement plan of changing the Constitution and getting rid of gerrymandering. I'm going to give you a call. No, we're going to do it together.
You and me. Okay, yeah.
Be the change you want to see in the world, you and me. All right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.